Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast, Mind of a Caribbean American. I am the host, Lynn, and welcome back to another week. I just wanted to say, did y'all see those thugs? Did y'all see those criminals probably out here raising little criminals up there at the Capitol acting a fool? Child, climbing walls, who does that? But from the videos that I've seen, one video, it looked like it was the tour, a middle school tour. Everybody had their backpacks, their phones out, matching school t-shirts. And then another video that I seen, it looked like Call of Duty, sorry, bae, can't hang with you tonight. The boys are online. I mean, it was a lot, but we all called out the bullshit and, now niggas can't fly home. They on the no-fly list. Ooh, I hear about that shit on TV. But niggas on the no, not niggas, but them people are on a no-fly list. They mad. They turned up. They getting exposed as they should. As they fucking should. Because how dare you? How dare you? It was so stupid because... We all know, if their skin was a little bit browner, but it was so stupid. They just pulled up for a photo shoot. That's what it looked like. People up there posing with shit and whatnot. So trashing stuff. And it's what was the goal? I want to know what was the goal. And many people were like, damn, what is security doing? And people making excuses for the security, talking about some, oh, they don't have guns on them. The security is just there to, just stand there and make people walk through the the metal detectors and stuff. They're not real security and stuff. Okay, where was the police? But, anyway. So I went to the thrift store the other day. And I don't know, it doesn't hit the same anymore. And also, what I got was too small, so I have to take it back. But the thrift store don't hit no more. I've decided that I'm just going to plan out a day and take a trip to further north of Georgia, because that's where I used to find good stuff at. Now I understand the thrift store is it's a thrift store. So, it's not going to be multiple stuff on display so you could come back or whatever. You really have to search. Now I did find some good stuff back in 2013, 2014. I still have it to this day. I don't know if I want to give it away or not, but I have a Nike Air jacket. It's giving very 1980, 1999. People have been trying to buy it off of me and stuff, but I'm just this right here, it's priceless, to me. But I want to get into the topic of today. And with dating, I'm a person that don't really do relationships, at all, based off of other previous things. But as, I'm getting into the more dating, getting to know, and, picking up red flags before anything gets any further. So the question is, would you date somebody that has a baby on the way? No. I wouldn't feel comfortable. I want to feel comfortable. Sis is over here. Her body's changing. She has to figure out her living situation. Her emotions all over the place. She got to go to work. While her soon-to-be baby daddy is over here at my house having a tea party with my daughter. I want to feel comfortable. As a mom, I guess I'm putting myself in her shoes. Even though there's a lot of relationship remixes out here. I got that from Queen Chama. But, everybody's doing their relationship their own way. So, even if I don't know the backstory, I still wouldn't feel comfortable. Because everybody be cool with some shit until another thing enters into the picture. Everybody be cool on good terms till something enters into the picture.
And it could be one of those situations where it's like, oh, she wanted a baby now, and she hit me up and wanted me to, you know, so she, you know, put the baby inside of her. And it's like, okay. Or it could be one of those situations where it's like, I wanted a baby, that person wanted a baby, you know, you cute, I'm cute, you know, let's get it popping. I hope it's a boy or whatever. You know, that's cool or whatever. But I still wouldn't, I don't, like, you could break the whole shit down to me. I still would not feel comfortable. Because as somebody that was pregnant and single, and, you know, that person was going out and, you know, trying to date and whatever, trying to get with girls and being mad because they was rejecting him or whatever. And then that person getting mad and then taking it out on me and basically trying to settle with me. I'm nobody's last choice and I'm nobody's settle, nothing like that. So I guess I wouldn't want that done to someone else because it was done to me. So that's mostly my reasons. And you have people nowadays that are like straight up lying. Like they don't claim the kids that are still in the belly at all. Like they don't claim the kids that are in the belly or nothing. Like the constant, like, you know, niggas don't say nothing about no kid, and then it just pop up bam with a newborn in their chest. Like that's how the shit really be. And I feel as though with some people nowadays, it's like, oh, it's not your business. Oh, they ain't got to tell you shit. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if you're trying to get with me, sweetie, if you're trying to get with me, if you're trying to get inside my space, if you're trying to get to know me and stuff, I'm not saying I feel entitled to know that information, but it would be good to know. Like, don't take my choice away. I was talking about this with someone else as well. And that has happened to me in the past where, you know, people are telling me stuff, but they're leaving out certain things. So it feels like they're telling the truth, but really they're leaving out important information, you know, to get whatever the hell they're trying to get or whatever. So then when you find out later on, it's like, damn, you know, I wish you would have let me know this so I can make a decision if I still wanted to fuck with you or not. Because now I feel as though, like, I feel lied to, even though you told me certain things, but I still feel lied to. Like, I could have avoided all of this. I could have avoided all of this. That's it. People just want to know what they're walking into. All right? There's some crazy people out here. So people just want to know what they're walking into. Like, let me decide if I want to still fuck with you or not. Don't make that decision for me. And I think, because I started to notice that, like, first, like, with the whole, you know, that person ain't gotta tell you shit. I first seen it when people were talking, like, about bisexual men. They were like, oh, they don't have to tell you if they used to date a guy. They don't have to tell you that they're bisexual. And even bisexual guys saying, oh, I lie and say that, oh, I'm straight or whatever. So it started, you know, that I seen a whole argument from that. And then it went into, oh, that person doesn't have to tell you their living situation. That person doesn't have to tell you about their work. A person doesn't have to tell you about their kids and their current relationship with the person they had a kid by. So, I don't know. You could take that, like, as you want. I know me, I'm going to ask important questions because I want to say I overthink, but I want to know. Because, like you said, you don't know what you're walking into, and I don't want to walk into no fuck, you know, no crazy shit. You know, got somebody pulling up on me, trying to fight me. No. See, when I was younger, when I was like 19, 21, well, you know, it was like a couple of years ago, but 19, 21 years old, 20 years old, I wouldn't have gave a fuck, okay? My motto was, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I didn't care about no extra stuff. I ain't ask no important questions because around that time, I did not care. I'm just like, I'm just here to kick it with you, have fun with you, and go on to the next. But now that life now it's like no, because, you know, I might be here for a good time and might end up staying a little bit longer than I should, so I wouldn't do it, because, like I said, everything could be cool with you and that person until something else enters into that situation. And I remember on Twitter, people were like trying to comfort people because they didn't want to date a man with a whole newborn. And it's like, when people are like, oh, relationships don't work out. Relationships don't work out. Okay, but sweetie, like, I don't understand. That thing, it just seems stressful to me. Because with pregnancy, you know, you should be preparing, you know, for the arrival of the child and whatnot. And then with the newborn, I understand that newborns are mostly with their moms and stuff. But you should be trying to get to know your child, you know. You know, spending time with your child and stuff. Like, I don't know. That's just not, I mean, I've seen it, you know, people dating with whole newborns. I've seen the drama. I have. But, like I said, I'm saving myself from the drama, okay? And we should all be like Lori Harvey, okay? And just date, okay? If that situation ain't for you, just leave. Get that bread, get that head, and leave. But yes, it's so interesting, like, the fact that Lori Harvey is getting dragged. Because, to be honest, like, she would be considered, like, most guys' preference. So, it's so funny seeing guys that drool over girls like Lori Harvey dragging Lori Harvey, saying that, I don't know, just say you hate women. That's it. Just say you hate women. You don't want us to have fun. But it's also showing that, like, she's 24. I think she's 24. And she's a young, she's 24. She's young, okay? She's young, young and rich, all right? Living her best life, all right? I mean, of course, the relationship's going to be public because she's famous. But to be honest, what she's doing is what regular everyday girls be doing anyway. Shit, I be doing that shit. If I'm like kicking it with a nigga and, you know, he's boring me or, you know, I'm not happy, I'm leaving. Shit, that's what single people do. That's what single people in their 20s do. Like, I guess they want single girls to like sit their ass down somewhere and, you know, try to find somebody to settle down with. And that's different from everybody. You know, me, I would advise some, like, I would tell somebody, like, bro, like, why stress? I mean, there was a video on an Instagram reel, and, like, the person was complaining about their relationship, and the person replying was, like, well, then leave. And then the other person was like, bitch, don't tell me what the fuck to do. But it's like, what the fuck you want somebody, like, what you want somebody to do? Like, tell you, like, that's what I don't, like, what do you want? And of course, the constant discussion of, oh, women in relationships and married women should not go to their single, do not ask their single friends for advice or whatnot because their single friends can't relate. It's like, okay, like, I want to know, like, do people think that single women don't get in relationships at all? Or that, it's all the society's view at the end of the day. But Lori Harvey's doing what regular girls do all the time. You date. You ain't got to give them no pussy. Like, you just date. That's it. And even if she's giving up that poom poom, like, these are considered her man. It's not some randoms, no jump offs. This is her man, you know? Shit, learn a lesson or two. Like, you know, keep it to yourself. So the reason the topic of the episode was because the audacity. All right, so, of course, I have a child, you know, I talk about my mommy things. But this person tried to compare, like, an unborn baby, a baby that's still in the womb, a baby that probably does not have fingernails yet, to my 7-year-old child. My child that's walking, talking, that knows how to read, that knows how to write, that knows how to work a computer, that knows how to work a microwave, that knows how to work a toaster oven, that knows how to dress herself, that knows how to play a PlayStation, that knows how to shit, that knows how to do her, that knows how to do fucking hair, to an unborn, to a baby that still, that has not came out the pussy yet. The audacity. That's the, it's apples to oranges. Like, I, to be honest, I have nothing against guys with kids. Like, I've dated guys with kids. Okay? But I guess the person wasn't seeing it from my point of view, but they were like, oh, you have a child. You know, I ain't had no problem with your child. Baby, my child is here. My child been here. My child was made years before I met you. So it's a weird comparison. It really is. And I know that my parents, like, they made me set my standards high, but they basically, like, put stuff in perspective for me. And, you know, just looking at different videos and stuff, I'm like, okay. I mean, it's so many people in this world. That's the thing. It's so many people out here. And it's so funny that this man thought that, oh, because, you know, well, he basically tried me. He was like, oh, you getting older. You gonna want to settle down and stuff. So he thought that I was going to accept anything. No, bitch. First of all, I'm 25. The idea of settling down is in my head. You know, I want the little husband. You know, I want more kids or whatever. But I'm not in no rush at all. Like, you know, there's so many options, even if, you know, those things don't happen. But it's the fucking audacity. It's the audacity served with a side of cold gravy. Because how dare you? How dare you? But, you know, when I think back at certain situations or just certain shit that was said to me, I'm like, the nerve of this bitch. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. I've been the host, Lynn. Make sure you check me out on Facebook at the Country Caribbean podcast. Instagram, Country Caribbean. You can check out my Twitter at ALYNNB. _ Well, just one underscore. And I will talk to you in the next episode.